30 years ago, Diana Spencer married Prince Charles at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. One week from today, their first son, Prince William, will wed Kate Middleton at Westminster Abbey. Other members of the British aristocracy will fill the pews. And many of those aristocrats will have an American connection. You see, quite a few of them are descendants of American-born women. Those women were called dollar princesses. From London, The World's Laura Lynch tells us who they were and how they became royalty.
What a job getting all those yards of silk. What a dream she looks. What a dream she looks.
When Diana Spencer alighted from her horse-drawn carriage onto the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral, some saw the beginnings of a fairy tale.
And if you asked a little girl to draw a princess, I think she'd draw a dress just like that.
There may have been young American women back then who dreamed of being princesses themselves. What they may not have known is that there were princesses in the country's past, the dollar princesses.
The dollar princesses were a breed of very rich American girls who came over at the end of the 19th century to Britain and to Europe looking for titles. And it was as simple as that. It was cash in return for a title.
Daisy Goodwin has written a novel, The American Heiress, based on the lives of these women. Goodwin says newly wealthy Americans, like the Vanderbilts, had just about everything they wanted, except social status.
Even though the Vanderbilts, for example, had more money than anybody, they were rich as Croesus, they weren't being asked to the nicest parties.
The solution lay across the Atlantic in Britain. Dukes and earls, struggling with debt and dilapidated castles, were looking for wives with multi-million dollar dowries. The Vanderbilts' 19-year-old daughter, Consuelo, married the Duke of Marlborough in 1895. Goodwin says she was one of the first to make the journey and the deal.
When these American girls came over, they were so much richer that they could hardly resist. And a quarter of the British aristocracy, a quarter of them married American money in the period between 1890 and 1910. And I would say it's no exaggeration to say that these dollar princesses basically saved the British aristocracy for a generation. I mean, they kept the stately homes of England going.
The phenomenon sparked a magazine called Titled American that Goodwin says was the Match.com of its day. The lives of the dollar princesses were closely followed in the U.S. press. British men found them vivacious and independent. But for all their fame and considerable fortune, Goodwin says they failed to make fans out of one group, the English women who suddenly lost their chance at nobility.
They'd kind of grown up from the nursery expecting to marry the Duke of this or the Earl of that, and that's kind of what they were trying to do. And then suddenly, their entire career prospects were kind of jettisoned by some American girl from nowhere, in their opinion, who came in looking lovely, but who had no idea about how to dress, what to do, how to hold her fork or whatever. And she would just pinch the most eligible bachelor from under these poor kind of English girls' noses, and they hated it.
I, Diana Francis. Take thee, Charles Philip Arthur George.
As in Diana's case, many of the dollar princesses ended up in loveless marriages. That includes her own great-grandmother, Frances Work, who was, in fact, a dollar princess. And so Prince William also has stateside ancestry, thanks to the American obsession with British class and status. In some ways, says Goodwin, it marked the start of Anglomania.
America had all the money, but Britain had all the tradition. And, hey, that's something that hasn't really changed, has it? You know, I mean, I would say that in America, there's probably more interest in the royal wedding than there is here, even. And I'm amazed by that, but I think it's rather wonderful.
For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in London.